Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Ann Brown and Laura Ulrich from CA Studios, a new production of The Crucible, taking place here in the Twin Cities. And welcome to Lanya. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, let's start a little bit. The name The Crucible might be familiar to a lot of folks. You probably had to read it in high school.
Yeah, correct.
But I had to think back to all the books I read in high school. What is the story of The Crucible, Laura?
The Crucible is the story of the Salem witch trials. And that's exactly where this picks up, is the inception and the beginning of that entire madness ensued.
It's insane. It's actually set in the 1600s in Massachusetts. And you're right, it's just like the story we read in high school, just like the books. It's a fictional story based on the Salem witch trials.
I don't really remember anything other than one girl started accusing people, and then before you know it, everybody's a witch.
Well, that's pretty much
That's about all I remember.
That's right. You got the basis of the story.
There's
got
to be a backstory there, right?
She's trying to cover up a lie. And in the midst of trying to conceal that lie and what she's done, she ends up pulling all the other women that have more or less wronged her throughout her span of time and starts accusing them of witchcraft. And so they're brought in. You know, we start bringing in evidence and things like that. It's all circumstantial evidence. Mm-hmm. Nothing is really set in stone. It's all people's opinions and people's opinions getting stirred up the wrong way.
That's exactly it.
I mean, this is back when they would just throw you in the pond, and if you sink, you're a witch, and if you float, you're a witch, and no matter what you did, you were a witch, right?
Right, exactly.
It was a lose-lose situation for all.
Did you guys pick this because it's Halloween time?
A bit of Halloween, as well as a bit of relevancy to, again, what's going on in current times. You know, we've hit a period where, you know, folks feel like they are seeing witch hunts happen more or less in different perceptions. And so that's what we're trying to hit on, is the relevancy. And, you know, even though this is an old story, it still has present day meaning.
Now, the story, Anne, was written by who?
The story was written by Arthur Miller. Just kind of like what Laura was hitting on, the reason we chose this was because of the relevancy that we have with this story today. It's kind of just like you said, it's basically a story about how lies and misconceptions can be construed. And I mean, it affects people's lives. And by the end of the story, you have deaths happening and you have people that were innocent and that were part of this that didn't realize the seriousness of the entire situation as a whole. And by the end of it, it's too late.
I read somewhere that Miller wrote this because he was accused in the Red Scare of being a communist. And, you know, in the 50s, that was the worst thing you could be, was in league with the Russians. Mm-hmm. And so he was accused of being a member of the Communist Party and sort of blacklisted. And this is sort of, I guess, his way of telling that story, that of the witch trial. Mm-hmm. He was going through a witch hunt in the 50s as they were looking for communists.
Correct. And it's just the portrayal of this witch hunt perception, or this witch hunt story schematic being placed in all these different time periods. Mm-hmm. It still has a fitting place.
The play was the 1953 Tony Award winner and a very popular play. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about your part in this. Who is your character?
So I actually play the role of Tituba, which, if you remember this story, it's a little bit obviously different than I'm going to have to be playing this character. And Kathy, the director, has given me the opportunity to take on a role that is definitely, it's a smaller role on stage, but it's a huge role in the storyline. I mean, she was known historically as the Witch of Salem, and historically as the only one that may have actually been a witch. And so it's a really interesting way for me to look at a character with this story of lies and lies and lies, but my character may actually have a little bit of truth to her.
She's not the catalyst, but the vehicle.
Right.
Laura, you were Elizabeth Proctor?
Yes.
Tell me about Elizabeth Proctor. What's her part in the story of the witch trials?
Elizabeth Proctor is accused of being a witch. She is the one involved in the other character, Abigail's coverage of her lie. And Elizabeth is one of the victims of that, along with her husband. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth is a difficult character. She's very much the wronged woman who is still trying to make the good and the right choices. Mm-hmm. One of the highlights of this entire story is the meaning of one's name and the value of one's name. And that's something that I believe begins with her and her insistence of goodness that carries on until the final, whenever, you know, her husband's throwing this fit and talking about my name. It is my name. I cannot have another in my life.
The story also revolves around a preacher. Tell me a little bit about the preacher and the preacher character.
There are a couple of them, actually, in this. And I think what we're seeing is the discrepancy between what more or less should be the righteous type of preacher and then the actual witch-hunting type of preacher.
Yep.
You see one start up on high and make his decline. You see the other one start out not so good and then change his entire perception and reality about this and his approach to handling it.
And the two preachers are played. One is by Tyler Brubaker. He is...
Tyler Smith is playing one.
Former radio star, now
That's right here
in this very chair, and now TV star, right?
That's the one.
From KNOE.
Yes.
And you've got another KNOE connection.
Yeah, Taylor Yakowenko. She is actually played Abigail Williams, which is the girl we were talking about earlier that kind of stirs it all up.
The catalyst.
The catalyst of the story.
She seems so sweet on TV, but she's stirring it up in the play.
I'm telling you, she's done a brilliant job. You're going to be amazed seeing. You see that sweet face on TV. You're going to be amazed by what she brings to the stage. It's pretty incredible.
Now, the play is coming up pretty soon. Tell me about the two different incarnations of the play.
Gotcha. We are doing a dinner theater as well as a pie theater. The dinner theater is on Saturday, November 3rd and Saturday, November 10th, both at 7 p.m. at Lees of LeCount. And then the pie theater is on Sunday, November 4th and Sunday, November 11th, both at 4 p.m. at Lees of LeCount. We have a reservation line you can call and reserve your tickets at 318-570-5550.
That is 570-5550, and again, shows on Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and next weekend. It's CA Studios doing The Crucible. Laura Ulrich and Ann Brown, thanks for being with us today. To find out more about this play, you can visit our website at kedm.org.